So Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, and Anthony Blinken, the neocon, Jewish neocon, they're both Jewish. The United States sends them over to China to wag their finger. Shame on you, China, for overproducing. Shame on you, China, right? For overproduction in green technology, such as solar panels, electric cars, lithium batteries, right? They lead the market in that China, something like over 80%, right? Made in China. And the United States makes almost none of this technology, right? Shame on you, China, right? For leading the green revolution that we demanded the world adopt. So we created this idea, not because we care about the environment or climate change. No, because the Jewish banking mafia, the Jewish banking cartels, of which Janet Yellen is an intimate part of this machinery of the Jewish cartels, right? We invented, we out of thin air, the idea of climate change. First, we called it global freezing. Then we called it global warming when it was turned out that it wasn't freezing. Then we went back to global freezing, and then since we couldn't, we were wrong every time, we just decided to call it climate change because we can't, okay. But we didn't create this because we care about the environment. We created this because the Jewish mafia, the Jewish finance mafia, figured out a plan, an old plan, going back to the Club of Rome, that we can profit by commodifying the natural world and placing for rent or for sale stickers on the trees and the forests and the lakes and the rivers and the oceans, putting signs on it saying we own it now, and if you want to enjoy those, you got to go through us. You got to pay us either a fee, or we'll decide that you can't use it. That's just for us. Okay. So the Jewish banking cartels are claiming now that they are the owners. They're the owners of the oceans. They own all the creatures in the ocean. They are the owners of the forests. They own all the lakes. They own all the rivers. They own the air that you breathe, and they're going to rent it to you for a fee. Okay? That's the reason why they created it, because it was another money-making venture. Not because these old Jewish billionaires, who are the ones who actually destroyed the environment, care about the environment. No, they don't care about the environment. They're the ones who destroyed it. But they've appointed themselves the saviors of the environment. So they send the Jews, Janet Yellen and Anthony Blinken, over to meet Xi in China. Okay. Usually, when a head of state of the United States arrives in China, there's a red carpet and Xi meets them at the airport. Right? Okay. Didn't happen. No red carpet, no nothing. They got off the plane. They sent the vice mayor of Beijing or something to meet, very low. They sent low-level people to meet them. That's a slap in the Jewish face. And so the two Jews go over there and they wait, wag their fingers. Shame on you for taking the lead. We wanted to take the lead, but we can't because we're too busy producing weapons and making war on you and on Russia and Iran and Gaza and Somalia, Yemen, and just about everywhere else. If they disagree with us. Us Jews in Ukraine, we're too busy making war to be making solar panels and batteries and electric cars. You're beating us. Shame on you for making peaceful technology and green technology that we wanted to profit from, because that was the reason why we started it in the first place. Shame on you, says Janet Yellen. I told G, she says in her old Jewish voice, that we want to cooperate, but you're overproducing. And we have important weapons and wars that we have to make. And we can't make solar panels and green technology and productive things, she says, because we're too busy making weapons to go fuck with you. the old, like, Jewish grandmother who's way, 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 way too old and too stupid. Leading analyst says she doesn't know what she's doing. She's a very marginal character, Janet Yellen. But yet they, and that's what they've done. They've put all these non-statesmanlike people, and they send her around to be making foreign policy. She's a treasure. You're the treasury. You're an old Jew treasury secretary. You're not supposed to make foreign policy. Yet they have Janet Yellen making policies on vaccination, health policies for young women, abortion policies. Janet Yellen, the Secretary of the Treasury, should not be involving herself in health policy, should not be involving herself in social policy such as LGBTQ, all this stuff that they're foisting onto us. It's not her role. It's so bizarre. How dare you overproduce? You're beating us in safe, green, and productive technology. China makes the bulk of electric cars. China makes the bulk of the batteries, the lithium battery production on the planet Earth. China roll out of their shipyards roll 60% of global shipping. Most of it is commercial shipping. The United States, in contrast, only has less than 4% of shipping tonnage. 60% of tonnage, mostly commercial, is made in China. 60%. United States make less than 4%. And that's all military ships. We don't make commercial ships here in the United States. So while we're busy making war, making the world very unsafe, supporting genocide, we're wagging our tail. Well, not we. These old Jews or neocons or saboteurs are wagging their finger at China for daring to make safe, productive, much needed, green, commercial business technology to make the world a better, more prosperous place. And we can't do that. And we can't even make enough weapons of war. Not only is China outcompeting us in safe technology that's non-military, but they can blow the doors off, blow our doors off in shipping military technology. They make more military ships than we do as a side thing. That's not even the bulk of their shipping, but they make more ships than we do. They have more capacity. Their shipyards, if you've ever seen a Chinese shipyard, you've never seen anything like it. And take a flight over American shipyards, there's practically none. How dare you, China, says the Jew. It's ridiculous. China builds the bridges in the world. They're the leading bridge builders. And how do these Jews in Washington get away with it, and all the people who are working for them, these sabotaging, how do they get away with it? Simple. Because the baby boomers are watching cable news. Simple. Cable news. So when you watch cable news, everything's good in America. America's winning the war in Ukraine. We're getting our ass kicked, and we've been getting our ass kicked since day one. Putin's about to die. He's healthy as ever. Putin's the most hated man in the world. Putin is the most popular human being on the planet Earth right now. Most popular. The entire world, except for this small group of US and Europe, and then the English-speaking scumbags over in Australia government and in the New Zealand government. Not the Australian people and the New Zealand people, although they're pretty gullible because they went along with all this, their government's just sabotage of them. Also, they're doing this for the Jewish banking cartels. This is not hard to see. So it's just the English-speaking world. Well, that's very small. There's the much greater world hates our guts and are rooting for Putin to kick the living shit out of us. They're cheering on Putin. He is the most popular leader on the planet Earth. That's a fact. That is a fact. More people are cheering on Putin to mop the floor with us than there are these idiots watching cable news who are convinced because the Jewish-owned and controlled cable news is telling them Putin is the most hated man on Earth. So everything your family member who watches cable news, right? And it's relegated to the boomers and then some Gen Xs, right? Millennials aren't watching cable news. They're on, and then the Gen Z, they're on TikTok and other things. But if you're on the cable news, like the baby boomers and about half of Gen X, right? Everything you know, everything you believe is the exact opposite of the truth. Exact opposite. Putin is the most evil man in the world, you think. He's the most popular leader on the planet right now. That's a fact. That's a fact. Type it in Google. Well, Google's like the cable news now. So you can't use Google anymore because Google will say, yeah, yes, he's hated. He's the most popular man. So you're going to have to find new ways to find out this information, but he is the most popular man on the earth right now. Putin, Vladimir Putin. Oh no, he's the hated man in the world, says the cable news Jews to these dwindling population of dying baby boomers. Why are they dying? Because they all took the shot, most of them, certainly the ones in the blue states. That's your world. That's your world. You know, I almost wish you could take these stupid cable news watchers, strap them down on a chair, take a little like leather sack with fill it with sand, a little leather sack that's, you know, size of a cucumber maybe, you know, and then say, okay, so tell me, are the vaccines safe and effective? Yes, they are. And then you go whack and you hit them and whoa, oh my God, what did you do that for? And then you put a TV in front of their head, not a TV, a computer monitor, and you play the actual facts, the real science that says the people who took the vaccines or have a higher incident of premature death and injury than those who didn't. That's another fact, right? Try to find that fact on Google. Can't find it on Google either. So Google and the cable news are one and the same. Well, they're owned by BlackRock and Vanguard. They're owned by the same Jew. And then when you want to see, well, I don't know what to believe in, says the baby boomer and half of Gen X. I don't know what to believe, you know. They throw their hands up, huh? I'm gonna then go to a fact checker. Who owns the fact checkers? BlackRock and Vanguard. So they lie to you. They own the liars. They own the fact checkers. They own the pharma. They own Pfizer. They own the weapons manufacturers. They own your senator. They own your congressman. They own your governor. It's a Jewish mafia operation. The United States, the world hates our guts. We're a bunch of scumbags, they think we are. A bunch of murderous, genocidal scum. They want us harm. They want harm brought to us. And then the highest law enforcement is a Jew, Merrick Garland. And then that little scumbag dickhead, Chris Wray, the head of the FBI, just lying to us about everything, subverting and sabotaging the role of the FBI, diverting it to chasing down January 6th, when you have all of our military technology being stolen by Israel and shipped over to China. their new senior partner. I've been saying this now for years and years and years. And now they're making laws that say anybody protests genocide, how dare you? Why don't you make a law, you instruments of Jewish power, you instruments of Jewish genocide, why don't you make a law that says that cops come out with guns to your head and say, okay, now, we got a gun to your head, now you say, I love Israel and I support genocide of tens of thousands of children. Say it, or you're going to get arrested. Why not? Go all the way, man. It's disgusting. But you know, these Jewish scumbags in the United States government and these lowlifes, goyim, who work for them, the Shabbos goyim, we call them, the Shabbos goy, who work for these Jews. Do you know they'll never, ever drag Harry Vox into a court on anti-Semitism charges? Because if it's a jury of our peers, they don't stand a chance. The best lawyer the best Jewish lawyer that the United States government has, or that cocksucker Merrick Garland, piece of shit. You piece of Jewish shit, Merrick Garland, right? Or that scumbag tool who works for him, Chris Ray. I would mop the floor with him in a court of law because I can tell this story correctly. Because I know the story. Because I've been writing and telling this story and warning you all. And they don't want people who are educated about this Jewish sabotage of our nation and our people. They don't want that. Yeah? They want idiots going around, you know, shouting the N-word or something like that. Those are the ones that they want to deal with because those people are just stupid. They don't know anything. They're just idiots. So they prop those up, finance those groups, and then they say, see these evil anti-Semites. But they'll never bring me into a court of law. Never. Never. Unless it's a military tribunal, and then I don't stand a chance. But if it's a jury of peers, I'll tell the story, and all of the American citizens will know exactly what I'm talking about. And I'll tell this story complete with information about how the Israelis have been systematically stealing the military hard secrets and selling them to China. And you know something? What are you going to say about that? What are you going to say? That's a conspiracy theorist? Well, these papers were written by the FBI, the NSA, the CIA. They all, in the past, now they're saying the biggest threat is China and Russia, because they're fully bought off, right? It's too late. We already have I have collected the documents that were published by the intelligence agencies, by some of our highest leaders that say that Israel is systematically stealing U.S. military secrets and selling them to China. That's a very old story. And selling them to other nations. Russia in the past also was mentioned. You don't know how many documents I have of that. So you tell that part of the story if you ever go to a court of law with these fucking Jewish scumbag rats. You tell that story first. And that's not a conspiracy theory, sunshine, because it's coming from your FBI. It's coming from your CIA. It's coming from your NSA. Not anymore, because they got that Jewish dick lodged down their throat happily because they're getting a lot of money put in their pockets. But it's too late. The cat is out of that bag. Then I'll read some choice passages from the Talmud about, it's okay to rape them as long as they're over three, and you can steal and cheat from the goyim. You don't have to pay the goyim if he does a whole day's work. And if you find the property of a goyim, you can take it, and you can kill the goyim, and you can strike the goyim. And we are the superior people. So I'll tell that part of this story, too, in a court of law to my fellow citizens. I'll tell that. And then I'll tell the story about how The Jewish lobby bribes all U.S. leaders with payouts, and we can show the documentation for that too. So you can't weasel your way out of that. And everybody knows that you do whatever the paymaster tells you to do. Right? So we can show the money going right into the pockets of the politicians, because we have open secrets and other online sources that document the money that's coming from Jewish groups and the pressure, Jewish pressure groups going into the pockets of a little scumbag Shabbos Goy, like the new Speaker of the House, and you know, Shabbos Goy in the Vice President's, Shabbos Goy in the President's office, and all the Shabbos Goy. And anybody who doesn't know what a Shabbos Goy is? Shabbos Goy is a Jewish derogatory term, you know, for a non-Jew that does the work when a Jew wants them to. In this case, on the Sabbath. They're not supposed to do any business or do any official work, so they get the goyim to do it. But the Shabbos goy in this case are not just on Sabbath; it's all the time. That's a Shabbos goy. Right? Well, Washington is a bunch of Shabbos goy. So I'll tell that part of that story too. Then I'm going to tell the story about the Jewish operation called Jeffrey Epstein. It's Israeli intelligence. I think a jury of my peers is going to be interested in that story. And we have Ari Ben Menashe, who was a former Mossad agent. He said Jeffrey Epstein was a Mossad operation in order to get compromising, put American politicians in compromising positions through child sexual intercourse, so that then they can be blackmailed to do whatever the Jews want them to do. And we have the roster, and we can see that governors have flown down there, and we have Chief Justice Roberts flying down on Epstein's plane to Lolita Island. I see some Supreme Court people going down there. We have most of our major corporate leaders. We have Bill Gates was probably the most frequented at Jeffrey Epstein's child sex entrapment scheme, right? So that was run out of Israel in order to get blackmail on our politicians. So don't forget, if they ever arrest you for being an anti-Semite, remember, you have to tell the story about how they steal our military secrets and sell it to our enemy, how they blackmail our politicians with child sexual intercourse, and they film it as a blackmail. This is all verifiable. This is all true, right? How they bribe everyone, all of our politicians through AIPAC. How, you know, it goes on and on and on. Do you know how easy, if you know the story, do you know how easy it is to defend yourself against these Jewish scumbags in Washington? So long as it's a fair fight. So long as these little instruments of Jewish power, like Christopher Wray, don't sneak up on you with a gun, you know? Because that's the only way they can stop you, if you're telling the truth, if you know the truth. So this is a lesson, a guidebook. This is a guide that I want everyone to focus on. If you're an activist or if you're a student right now and they arrest you for anti-Semitism, they've stolen the secrets they sell them. That's documented, and it's coming from the FBI, CIA, NSA, and even places like Newsweek and everything. So that's easy to show. Right? Jeffrey Epstein was an Israeli-run black rail operation that used underage girls in order to entrap U.S. governors and politicians and corporate leaders. And then you do what they say also. They're going to release that tape. And you don't want... when you're a governor or when you're Chief Justice Roberts, you don't want the video getting out of you having sex with an underage girl. And that's why they had cameras in all the rooms in Epstein's house. And that's why they had rows and columns of video recorders and Israeli Mossad agents in a room there manning the controls, recording it all. While, you didn't even know that because that was behind a door. So you just went in, you had sex with the girls, the cameras were hidden, a door opened up. So when you first went into the room, you did a brief look around just to make sure, well, no cameras. And as soon as you started engaging in sex with the girl, then a slight little trap door opened, a camera came out, and they got you. Not hard to do. It's not even high tech. It's no tech. It's low tech, right? The camera was filled, the house was filled with cameras. The Epstein Sex Mansion in New York, the Epstein Sex Ranch out in New Mexico, the Epstein Sex Island, it was all loaded, filled with cameras to catch you and then bribe, blackmail you, right? You have to focus, 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 focus. These Jewish rats are trying to kill you. Trying to kill your family. Absolutely. And you better learn how to tell this story. Because these Jewish rats and all the goyim that work for them, which is basically all of Washington, D.C., they will actually be so stupid as to start arresting people who are intelligent, people like me. That'll be a big mistake. That'll be a big mistake on their part. Because there's no way these Jew rats and their goyim who work for them would be able to outdo me in a court of law if I had a jury of my peers. The jury is going to say, yep, we trust him and we don't believe a single thing you say because you're so full of shit, man. You're so full of fucking lies. It's just one lie after another. And the lies are so bad. These Jews can't, these Jewish rats, these filthy, low-life Jew rat, parasite cockroaches. Can't even come up with a good lie. That's how stupid they are. And you got douchebags like Jordan Peterson trying to peddle this bullshit line that they're the most intelligent people in the world. Well, if they are, they better come up with better lies than the ones they're doing, because a fifth grader can see through that bullshit. Peterson, you dick, you imbecile, trying to think he's going to go up in a debate with Slavoj Žižek. As soon as I heard that, I said, oh, fuck, man. I said, you're gonna lose, dude. Slavoj Žižek is a philosopher. You have to pay a lot of money in order for Google to call you a philosopher. You're not a philosopher. You're a dickwad that talks about lobsters and cleaning your room. And that's about it, dude. And you're pissed off about pronouns. And you suck that Jew dick and you get a tear in your eye when you talk about all that soap and lampshades that the Jews, that the Germans never made. Out of Jewish bodies, how absurd that was. And they abandoned that story over a decade ago. Try to find any links to that complete abandonment of the soap and lampshade story. You can still find links to the that they abandoned the soap story because it was so ridiculous. You type in, did Germans make lampshades out of Jews? And AI will tell you, yep. So it's getting real scary, folks. So we better build new systems. We better get out of their old systems. And this is a message for all the students at Columbia and all the students in UCLA and all the students, all the university students and all the Ivy League schools. You learn your defense and you speak freely. You tell this story and don't be afraid. And when they arrest you, let's produce a guidebook on exactly how to defend yourself. And there ain't no jury. There ain't the Jews would have to spend years to find a jury so stupid that they would believe the government's position. And I don't have much faith in the intelligence of the American people either. They've been, especially if the baby boomers, forget it, man. They're TV watching, the cable news watchers, they're dumb. But you know what? No matter how stupid they are, the truth will mop the floor with these really bad Jewish lies and all the goyim cheering on. They're Jewish. They don't give a shit about Jews. Mike, whatever his name is, over in the Congress. I've never the head of the Speaker of the House, whatever his name is, Mike something or other. Whatever. I never even saw this guy. This is first time I've seen the guy when they made him Speaker of the House. He was a no. He was a nobody. Of course, he was a Jewish lickspittle, so that's why they put him in there. Okay, these people, these are low level people, but they don't give a shit about you. Yeah, it's money. Go ahead, arrest me. Bring me into a court of law. I'll mop the floor with you, cocksuckers. Good luck.